It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM, brought to you by Neon.
When Knight Rider came out, I was quite proud that my name was Michael. Cool. Felt pretty cool.
I don't know that I've seen much Knight Rider, to be honest.
Yeah, well, because what are you, 12? So how old are you, Johnny?
If you were to watch it, can I recommend any of the episodes where Michael Knight's evil twin brother, Garth Knight, stars? Those episodes are the best. So you've got David Hasselhoff playing both. Michael Knight and Garth Knight.
Is that like Check It Out when Dr. Steve Brawl's brother turns up and they talk about skateboarding?
Possibly.
That's serious. Oh, hello. That was very pretty.
The only point of difference between both of them, because they look exactly the same because he's playing both characters, is Garth Knight has a mustache.
Amazing.
There's another famous actor doing that on television right now by the name of James Franco. In the Deuce.
Hey, here we come. Well done. Well, nice segue. I watched my first episode of The Deuce, the show that you said to me will become my favorite show on television.
Yeah. It's going to take a few seasons, I think.
It's going to take a few seasons.
Nobody was turning on the wire in the first episode and being like, boom, this is it. This is the greatest season of television ever.
It's just that you said to me that it would become my favorite TV show ever.
Yeah. I'm playing a long game with that prediction.
Okay, all right. I enjoyed it.
I reckon. Do you think James Franco plays two characters because double the chance of winning the Emmy?
I didn't feel like it was. I felt like they were too busy in that show to worry about Emmys.
At this stage,
you know, there's a lot on.
I reckon David Simon cares about Emmys. I don't think The Wire won very.
You know, the best thing about The Wire was when President Obama interviewed those guys. Have you ever seen that?
No, never seen
it. Oh my God! It's like President. It's Barack Obama's favorite show. And he loves it, and you can find it on the thing called the YouTube. Tim interviewing the creators of The Wire about why it was such a good show.
Amazing. Loved YouTube.
Because when he was the president, he took time out of his day to do that. Imagine Donald Trump. Who's he going to interview?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, new host of The Apprentice.
Maybe? Oh, no, because Arnold doesn't like Donnie.
No, they wouldn't. No. They wouldn't really get along.
I see that Donald Trump is addressing the United Nations. This is going to be hilarious. Anyway, so back to the TV. The Deuce. I watched The Deuce. It was great.
Watched The Deuce. James Franco trying to win an Emmy. No, he's not. He's not trying. He's doing really well. It's amazing.
It was a little bit Ant-starry. It was a little bit sort of, I don't really get why you need to have two of them the same.
I always want to. I mean, and actually, this does kind of relate to the Emmys because Ewan McGregor was up for Best Actor in a Dramatic Series for playing two characters in Fargo,
which he did a great job of. I thought. Did you enjoy that series? The latest season of Fargo.
I have yet to watch that season of Fargo.
Oh, it's good. It's one of my favorites. I liked it better than I really liked the first one. Second one was really good, but the third one was particularly. That was particularly good writing and stuff in the third one.
Yeah, I thought the second season was one of my favorites of the last year, I think. Is that when it came out? Yeah. Better than the first, I reckon.
Yep.
Kirsten Dunst just being so incredible. Why did I do that? I did it because there's just so much to watch.
Well, come on. What is your job? TV reviewer.
And actually, I listened to a vaguely lackluster review of it.
I put it to you, it's well worth the visit.
It's definitely on my list. And I'm going to do it, and then we should talk about it.
Yeah, well, you did that. Okay, so Fargo, that's season three of Fargo.
Season three, yeah.
And as it chugged along, there was wasn't any Billy Bob in there, but it was he was good.
Miss Billy Bob.
Was
Billy Bob nominated for an Emmy? Johnny's on the internet. Maybe he can tell us.
If
he wasn't, that was a snub.
Yeah, that was a snub, but definitely.
Oh, well, hang on. I'm talking about season two now.
This is a long time ago now.
My chronology
is Billy Bob's not in season two.
Oh my God, you're right. Since season one, I'm getting my seasons
on. Come on, man.
I'm thinking about Ted Danson.
Yeah. Ted was good. Ted was real good.
Ted can do anything.
Ted talk. Ted talk about being Ted.
So, biggest night on the television calendar.
Emmys.
The Emmys.
Recognizing all the big, great things that happen on TV.
Not the block finale.
Oh, yuck.
Second block mic drop in this segment in as many weeks. Yeah, exactly. So
famous of watching that finale when they replayed it again. What is TV3 going to do on their TV station now? They don't have the block. That's pretty much all that's on it. And then the block related stuff. The poor people have made nothing out of all that effort.
Sounds like they're getting enough news out of it to not worry.
Yeah.
So big news from last night really was that a streaming service won the biggest award of the night for best drama, most outstanding.
What was that?
Drama.
What was that? What was that?
The award went to The Handmaid's Tale.
Did it? Did it? Now, I've not seen that. Tell us a wee bit about that. You've seen that, Johnny. You've seen that, Alex. Run us through it, fellas.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard good things from my friends which have seen it.
It's okay. That's the best you're going to get from me, I think. It's all right. Elizabeth Moss is incredible. Also won an Emmy for her performance. It was well deserved. She is unbelievably good in it. She.
What is the premise of the show? It started out as a book, didn't it?
It's a Margaret Atwood novel.
Yeah.
Dystopic future in which women are subjugated by men, basically, because of a religious cult.
Right. I was reminded how much I hate dystopic things by watching The Hunger Games the last couple of weekends, just browsing through that. Man, that is some foul, foul filmmaking. That was horrible.
If it wasn't for
Lovely Jenny, you know?
Yeah,
she's
good.
Terrible films.
The most egregious thing about The Handmaid's Tale, in my opinion, and the reason, the only award that I can't really get behind it winning is Best Cinematography. And the reason for that is because it looks like somebody put an Instagram filter over the top of it. And for me, that just detracts from the sort of immediacy of its
Some New Zealand dramas are guilty of that.
Yeah, I mean, without getting too technical and too nerdy, like, the colouring process is really intensive and really important. Yeah. And I just don't understand why you would take something that's supposed to be really powerful and really hard-hitting and create like a kind of like unrealistic world with it. Like, everything outside is just so yellow. And I would really love for someone to I don't know, like, tell me why they did that. I don't get it. I think they really, it was like a tragic misstep of what was otherwise like a pretty good show.
So it's based on the Earth in the future?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a post-radiation. I mean, is there anything? There's been no war. Things have just turned out bad for the ladies.
It was just bad decision making on everybody's part. Okay, moving on. I reckon the sort of the winner in the whole night, and the Thank God the Internet Exists Award, was Jackie Hoffman, who was nominated for playing a character called Mama Sita in Feud, the Joan Crawford.
Oh yeah.
Story.
Yep.
She lost to Laura Dern from Big Little Lies, and on camera screamed, "Damn it!"
Really? I love Big Little Lies. Have you seen that yet?
I have not seen Big Little Lies, but that was next up to talk about.
Loved it.
Yeah. I literally just started it, and I'm genuinely excited about it.
It's one of the most exciting things I've watched in a long time. I tell you what, almost all of her movies I hate.
Nicole Kidman.
No, love Nicole Kidman.
Good.
Reese Witherspoon. That's right. Sorry, my apologies, Mrs. Witherspoon. I don't like her movies. I don't really like her as an actor.
Legally Blonde is good.
I love Big Little Lies. I really. It surprised. I waited every week, just going, can't wait. It really tickled my fancy that show.
Well, Big Little Lies was the other winner of the evening last night. It also cleaned up big in its categories.
There's so many shows, and we've said it so many times when we talk about TV, but there's just nothing. There wasn't one wasted word in that whole series.
Do you know? Would you be able to tell me who the creator of Big Little Lies is? This is my favorite piece of trivia. David E. Kelly also created Ally McBeal.
There you go. But it was. David E. Kelly, who created, what was it? Ally McBeal, there you go. Is it really? Because I hated Ally McBeal. Harrison Ford, didn't
I? I don't really remember much about it, other than Harrison Ford
married to
storyline. Yes, that is true. I'm not sure about this, the current status of their marriage. But Big Little Lies won big.
It's a great show, great series.
Nicole Kidman deservedly won. The minuscule amount of screen time that I've seen of her is already amazing.
Have you only seen the first episode, did you say?
Correct.
Then you've yet to see her really come into her. There's one, I think it's about the third or fourth episode, there's a scene with her and her husband at a counsellor's, and just there's about 3 minutes of her not saying anything, and it's the best acting in the whole series.
Yeah,
it's like,
great.
She
won the Emmy for it. She won the Emmy for it. We shouldn't talk about it too much because I want to watch it all, and then we can talk about it on this segment.
Sure.
Skarsgård also won, though. Big.
Yeah. And I noticed one thing I did get thumped onto my Twitter feed was Skarsgård stood up and right in front of Keith Urban. The husband of Nicole Kidman got up, and Nicole Kidman put her hands around his waist and gave him a great big kiss on the lips in front of everybody.
Damn.
Everybody. She probably can't feel it with the new lips she's got, but the but
the face does look quite weird.
Yeah, and that was considered quite, because I mean, he's a handsome man, hasn't he?
You wouldn't disagree with that.
And that's her husband sitting just down there. So I mean, I'm not saying I'm not
going to. Well, that's a lot.
It caused a lot of hullabaloo on my Twitter.
Yeah, right.
And made me think to myself, turn off your Twitter.
Surely they had to do a lot more than that on screen. So.
Oh, they certainly did. But I mean, that was acting. Maybe this is in front of a room for the peers, and like I say, it was a nice diversion from all the people, uninformed idiots commenting on political things.
So speaking of, well, this isn't really that political, but political in a slightly different way. So last week we talked about Atlanta, we talked about Donald Glover.
Also, Atlanta. I've watched episode one on your recommendation.
Good. And it also won some Emmys.
It did it. Well, yeah. There you go. Smug happiness there.
The
Emmy
and Alex agree on several things, I guess. Donald Glover won for Best Actor in a Comedic Series, and also, awkwardly, won for Best Director of a Comedy Television
episode. Why is that so awkward?
Because last week I sat here and said one of the best things about the show was Hiro Murai's direction of the majority of the episodes of TV that season.
Yes, that's embarrassing.
Donald Glover only directed 2 out of 10.
But he got the Director's Award.
The Best Director Award. But the Emmys have this weird wrinkle where they award individual episodes as opposed to the show at large, except when you're awarding the best overall.
I've just been watching that show Snowfall. Started watching that. And,
I've heard of it.
And a different director every episode. You wouldn't know, but I mean, I guess it's there's a talent to that, isn't there?
Well, that's genuine.
Same as Game of Thrones, eh? They're pretty much different director every episode.
For the most part, and the television doesn't really do auteurism in the same way that cinema does. Yeah. A television series generally just has a bunch of directors for hire.
Yep.
David Lynch kind of arguably invented the idea of authorship in TV with Twin Peaks. David Lynch and Mark Frost, I guess. But the writer is much more the creative force behind it. Any given television show, rather than the director. But, that is changing, that is shifting, especially in this, age of streaming glory that we live in. And I always felt like the Hiro Murai stamp on that show was inescapable, and I was surprised that Donald Glover won that.
Is Hiro Murai a boy or a girl?
Hiro Murai is a boy.
Yep.
It's a male.
Hiro Murai.
Hiro Murai, yep.
Right, anything else, Alex, in the wonderful world of TV?
I guess the only thing left to say is that the weirdest thing I found out about the Emmys last night is that the Oscars won an Emmy, and that just seems so weird to me.
Oh no, that's happened before.
It's been happening since 1973. I found out, but possibly since the Emmys began. But it sort of feels like the culture eating itself alive. But can the Emmys ever win an Emmy? It's the same thing. The Emmys are obviously going to never win an Oscar.
No, they can't win an Oscar, can they? No.
So the Emmys are just out there in the cold.
The Emmys aren't televised. Unless they made a movie about the Emmys.
Being the martyr of variety specials.
Yeah, see, that makes them feel smart. Yeah. All right, so Stephen Colbert was the host.
He was, yeah.
Amazing?
Always. Give that man a microphone any second of the day. Yeah. The one thing that didn't seem to go down too well was the Sean Spicer joke.
Sean Spicer actually came out.
Exactly.
Because I guess people thought to themselves, we let that happen in real life as well. Oh.
Yeah, well, it seemed to sort of sanction his lying to the American public.
Did you love Stephen Colbert many years ago when he did the White House press?
He really came into my consciousness post Daily Show. So I didn't really.
When he was doing the Colbert Show, and he was the guest host of the press.
Dinner. What you mean.
And he just burned George Bush so hard to his face, I thought he was going to get shot. It was awesome. Hey, all right, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Maybe next week we'll talk about Big Little Lies.
Right on.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM, brought to you by Neon.
Sometimes it appears